What pleases the Lord? What's His priority in my life for today? What's His schedule today? What is His will? What is His purpose? Is my life glorifying to God? Is God accomplishing His purpose today? Is God being honored by our life? What a difference. Priorities begin to change. Not my schedule and my plans and my goals and my dreams, but Lord, what do you want to accomplish today? You see, the whole focus changes. All the priorities change. Once God breaks us, what happens is our will becomes submissive to His will. And when our will becomes submissive to His will, His purposes take priority in our life. When His will becomes priority in my life, it's no longer what pleases me, but what is honorable to God. So I want to ask you this morning, who's God in your life? Oh, you say, I don't worship myself. Listen, if you spend most of your time thinking about yourself and your decisions are based on how you feel, how it prospers you, and what makes you happy and you peaceful and you quiet and all the rest of the things, who's really God in your life? You see, when our stubborn, rebellious, indifferent, idolatrous will is broken, and that's what brokenness is all about, that is this self-life, living independently and acting independently of God. When God begins to work in our life, all of a sudden, all that changes. And God becomes first. You wake up in the morning thinking about Him. He's on your mind all during the day. When decisions come, you check with Him. And when offers are made, you check with Him. When opportunities open, you ask Him. Because you see, life revolves around Him, not you. And when brokenness comes, that is the first result. We get a new view of God's purpose in our life. We are existing for Him. Our life's purpose is to glorify Him. Our life's work is to honor Him. Our energy is to be from Him. It is His life, not our life. He is the sovereign of the universe, not I. This is His life, not mine. We are His purchased possession, not our own. He bought us with His blood. We didn't buy Him with anything. He purchased you with His own blood at Calvary. We are the purchased possession of God, purchased by Him, to be used by Him, to honor Him, to glorify Him. God and God alone must be the center of all of life and surely our life. And friend, when you're broken, all of a sudden, God takes on a whole new perspective. It's all of God and none of us. Second thing that happens as a result of brokenness, a new freedom in our spirit. A new freedom in our spirit. And many of you need a new freedom in your spirit because you see, you don't realize it, but you are bound up in all kinds of emotional bondage. Guilt, fear, rejection, anxiety, hostility, anger. You name it, it's all there. When God breaks you, my friend, it's amazing what happens. Now listen, brokenness always involves sin. It is the sin of rebellion. It is always that. Now, if somebody walked up to you and said, well, you're just rebellious, you'd probably say, well, who are you to say that I'm rebellious? So here's what I want to ask you. Many of you have been here through all six of these messages, and many of you have listened to all of them. Do you recall in the very first message I said, what is that you're holding on to that God has said, you've got to let that go. You've got to give that up. And 5 weeks later, you're still holding on to it. That's what you call a rebellious will. God says, let it go, and you say, no, I'm not going to let it go. That is rebellion. Now, rebellion may be very subtle, but rebellion is still rebellion. Rebellion says, I'm going to have my way, whether you like it or God or anybody else likes it. Now, what we say is, oh, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, you know I make mistakes. God, you know everybody has their problems and their little sins, and I thank you that you understand mine. My friend, that won't cover up rebellion. There it is, still glaring at me. Am I still going to insist on having my way? Am I still going to hold on to what God said you've got to let go? That's rebellion. I got to have it my way.